جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. سلم للهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. The most special time of the year will arrive tonight, inshallah, when you see the moon, the new moon of the month of Ramadan, and Saturday is the first day of the month of Ramadan, inshallah. A very special season, a very honorable arrival. Shahrun huwa indallah, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, huwa indallahi afdhalu ash-shuhur. It's the best month. Wa ayyamuhu afdhalu al-ayyam. The days are the best. Wa layalihi afdhalu al-layali wa sa'atuhu afdhalu as-sa'at. The nights, the hours are the best in the entire year. That is the best season. No season is more honorable and more respected and more holy and sacred than the days and the nights of the month of Ramadan. Why it is important? Because the reason is mentioned in the Quran. If we pay attention to the Quran, to Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 183, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. The reason why we want you to fast and stay away from food and drink, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. You may attain reverence and self-restraint and righteousness. What is righteousness? And what is self-restraint? And what is self-control? And what is piety? These things have one meaning, a common meaning. These things means we have to change ourselves. An ethical and spiritual transformation. We have to have some change. I would not say we can change ourselves completely 180 degrees. I try to be realistic. Even if we change 5% of our ethics and our manners and our relationships and our akhlaq, that would be a good success. Even 5%. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. We have to work on ourselves in this month. This month provides us an opportunity. In other seasons, we don't get this opportunity. When we are busy with eating and drinking and socializing and partying and having walima here and walima there and birthday party here and celebration there, these things remind us of the dunya. But we need a period of reflection, a period of meditation, where we stay away from the dunya a little bit, not a lot, a little bit. When we control our desires by staying away from, voluntarily staying away from food and from drink. So we reflect on our life. How do we improve ourselves? How do we become better fathers, better mothers? How do we become more responsible being in our societies and our families? This opportunity, we can get it in the month of Ramadan. Because in the month of Ramadan, it's a season when we recite dua. Outside Ramadan, we don't recite dua. We don't spend the nights reciting duas. Outside Ramadan, we don't pick up the Quran to read. Sometimes a day, 2 days, a week, 2 months, 5 months passes by where we don't get the opportunity to even open this book and look at this book. But in Ramadan, we do. We do have this opportunity of reflecting on the Quran, reflecting on the dua, the supplication, standing in the middle of the night and doing a couple of rak'ah, units of prayers. These are opportunities for us to reflect. When you go to the masjid for iftar, for prayers, and to listen to a lecture. The lecture may provide you with a chance, an opportunity to reflect on your life. Where do you go? What direction? If you are 50 years old, what have you achieved in these 50 years? If you are 30 years old, 20 years old, what do you want to do in your life? Where life is taking you? These are important questions. We have to ask them. But when we are busy with daily life activities, with our families, with our jobs, with our engagements, your mind is busy how to pay your bills, you don't get the chance to reflect. The month of Ramadan is an opportunity to reflect. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And throughout the year, we can change the shape of our bodies. They show you sometimes television ads. Most of them are, according to the president, fake, you know, fake news. Someone who lost 50 pounds, they don't look alike. You don't think that this is the same person. When someone loses 50 pounds, he or she would become a different person. So physically we can change our shape. Allah says, this is good, but I want you to change the shape of your nafs and your soul. This is spiritual transformation, spiritual change. When we change the shape of ourselves, how do we change it? How do you change your soul? When you stay strong, if your soul is weak, if we given always, give concessions to maddiyat, whatever my soul tells me to purchase, to buy, to go, to eat, I do, I listen. That soul is weak, does not have power of resistance. The month of Ramadan provides me with a little bit of power of resistance to these desires, to control these desires. Then your soul becomes strong. You become able to direct and navigate your life yourself. And that comes only when you connect with the power of change, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the power of inspiration, with the power of energy, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the month of Ramadan. So it is an important period of reflection for us. And the natija, the result of fasting, my friends, we have to see it. If we don't see it in these areas that I'm going to mention now, we are losers. We wasted our time and we gained nothing but hunger and thirst. Where should we see it after these 3 days? We should see it first and foremost in our akhlaq, in our manners, in our relationships. It has to be reflected in my relationship with my family. My relationship has to improve with my family, with my community, with my friends, with those who live around me. They have to feel it. They have to say, this person is different. I can see not only he lost some weight because of fasting, but he improved. He's more patient, he's more tolerant, he's more forbearing, he's more accepting, he's more forgiving, he's more generous, he's more giving. It has to be shown in these areas. In our akhlaq, in our ilaqat, relationships with people around us. They have to see the positive result of fasting. If they don't see it, if they don't notice it, and if we ourselves do not notice it, then we wasted another Ramadan. Another Ramadan that is wasted with many other Ramadans in the past. According to the Prophet, you gain nothing. كَمْ مِنْ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعُ وَالْعَطَشِ. How often times, how many people who fast, but they gain nothing but thirst and hunger. No spiritual reward. No spiritual inspiration. No change in their life. They gain nothing. That is the ritualistic fasting which is happening in many Muslim and Arab countries today. This is why the Arabs and the Muslims, all the Muslims, they don't pay attention to Siyam. For them, the season of Ramadan, I received in the mail yesterday, funny letter in the mail, probably because of my Arabic name. The cable channel, they are advertising for Arab TV channels that they have new movies for Ramadan, new music, wallahi, new movies, musalsalat, so come and subscribe. Because they know Arabs and Muslims, they enjoy movies in the Ramadan. They stay up late not to read the Quran or reflect or to pray. No, but to watch new movies. Movies that destroy their life and instigate divorce and division and conflict in the heart. That is the wrong Ramadan. That is the wrong practice. We are good Muslim community in America. Stay away from these things. The best enjoyment when you reflect on the Quran. If we just read the Quran, I'll be honest with you, very honest. If you just read it without understanding it, you're not going to enjoy it. Not only are not going to enjoy it is going to be boring. This book is going to be boring if you don't understand. But once you start understanding it, an interactive reading, a reading with reflection, tadabbur, deep tadabbur. What does he want to tell me here? Read one page, not necessarily 5 pages or 50 pages. One page with tadabbur is better than 500 pages without tadabbur. One page, one ayah. Sometimes I enjoy one ayah. I spend 2 hours on one ayah, just one ayah in the book, because there are treasures in this book. Treasures in this book. I'm making new discoveries. Each time I read the Quran, there is a new something that surfaces that I did not realize last time. This is a treasure. That book is going to change us. And when we act upon this book, we understand the meaning, and then we try to practice it in our daily life. That is the enjoyment, which we are missing. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ. Allah says, this month, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. It is the birthday of the Quran during this month. We sent the Quran down during this month, so you reflect on this book. So, and let me say a word or two about the meaning of Ramadan. Ramadan, some scholars say, من أسماء الله تعالى, one of the names of God. What does it mean? They say there are two meanings. One meaning is Arbath, comes from Arbath. Arbath means, or Yurmith, to squeeze something between two rocks and then pound it. When you squeeze something between two rocks and you start pounding it, this is Yurmith. A person who's fasting by analogy pounds his or her own habits and desires and nature between two rocks, hunger and thirst. Between hunger and thirst. This is one. The second meaning, Ramadan min Ramadha. Ramadha is to scorch and burn. So someone who's fasting is not burning calories, but he's burning his sins and his evil doing and his sayyat, is being swept away and washed away and burned by his fasting. when he curbs his desire. Self-cleansing is important, my friends. Self-cleansing and self-control is important for every journey in this life. Whatever you need to do, in whatever capacity you are, whether you are a son or daughter, whether you are 12 years old or 90 years old, you need to exercise self-control. Take advantage of this month. If you don't have time to go to the masjid outside Ramadan, in Ramadan, you have to make an extra effort to go to the masjid and take your family and take your children and try to worship together, read the dua together, spend the nights in remembrance of Allah and reflection on the Quran, and also sharing your goodness during the month of Ramadan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr inna al-insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat wa tawassaw bil haqqi wa tawassaw bis sabr. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد البر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سطي نبي الرحمة وسيد الشباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين محمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي. أجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون. The month of Ramadan should not be of benefit only to us as Muslims. This benefit has to spread to other communities and other religions and to the non-Muslims. During these times, difficult times that we are experiencing, we have a big responsibility, and this responsibility is to introduce our religion, the core of our faith and our religion, to others. I traveled a few weeks ago in several European countries, and each time I go to these countries, and here in America and Canada, I realize that people are very suspicious and skeptical about Islam and Muslims, to be honest with you. They don't have good ideas, and you don't blame them. When there is a concert in Manchester, people are partying, enjoying their time, and someone comes, and he calls his mother 2 hours before, he tells his mother, "Mom, forgive me if I have done something bad to you." And then he kills 22 people. The same person. Look at the brainwashing. Look how some Muslims are outdated and crazy and insane. Someone, a young person, calls his mother 2 hours before. He says, "Mother, if I have done something bad to you, please forgive me." And then he goes and he kills innocent people. This is the type of Islam that being promoted by Wahhabism. By Wahhabism in many countries. So I don't blame Europeans and Americans when they despise Muslims. They don't like them in their neighborhoods. We tried to purchase this building and we gave full offer, $2.2 million. They said no, no for a mosque. They can make it nightclub, you know, anything. But they said no to a mosque. You don't blame them. There is a reason for this prejudice. Prejudice does not come from vacuum because they see, they watch on television. When Muslims do not kill others, non-Muslims, they start killing themselves, destroying their cities, their towns, their places of worship. We used to hear 50 years ago that a non-Muslim bombs a mosque. Today, a Muslim, a worshipper, goes inside the mosque and destroys the mosque with the worshippers. A Muslim. But we have to do something about that. We are not a government, neither a powerful agency, nor a CNN or media outlet. We are Muslims, and we have to be responsible. In this Ramadan, share the beauty of your Islam and the truth about your Islam, the forgiveness of Islam, the mercy of Islam, the compassion, the love of your faith. Share it with your neighbors. If you can afford to invite them to iftar to your house, that's a good thing. Sometimes we just say hi to the neighbors. Only when we take the trash cans outside and they are taking it, hey, hi, how are you? That's the only opportunity. This time, let's do something else and tell them, come and share and try to speak about Ramadan. You really open up to them. Let them see your, the truth about you. You are not hiding something. Say, yes, I'm sorry for what is happening, but I'm not responsible. There are some thugs who usurp the wealth of our ummah, and they sit with another person who goes from here just to milk them. He milked them $480 billion in one day. $480 billion. Last Saturday, I was visiting some Saudi students from the Eastern Province who graduated from Chico State University. They invited me. They said, say it. They cut our salaries to half, 50%. Rather than giving this money to their students, to their children, to excel, to study, to thrive, to prosper, they give it to someone whose business and his talent is just to milk people. This is not our own problem, but we have to speak about it. We have to enlighten and educate people. Speak about it day and night. Day and night. Say it to your neighbors. Let them see what is happening within Islam. Let them see that those political leaders are only murderers and thugs. They are not working for their nations and for their people. They are working for their seats and thrones to stay in power longer and longer and longer. So let's share the beauty of Ramadan. If we can invite them to our masajid, we must. In this Ramadan, I'm going to visit many synagogues and churches and the police department and the mayor's office to speak. This is what I can do. I can't afford more than that. What I can afford is to tell them, this is not in the name of my religion. What is happening in Manchester and other places, the bombings, terrorism, this does not represent the true spirit of our Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. This is not the spirit of this book. These are not the teachings of our book. So let's share. Let's share your iftar. Invite them. If you can't invite them to your house, bring them to the masjid. And tell us here. Tell the administration that we have guests so we can take care of them. Many people are going to visit us. One of them is the sheriff of Orange County. She said she wants to visit our masjid this season. We welcome her and we welcome all the neighbors. We have to be open. We have to share the beauty and piety of Ramadan, the spirit of Ramadan, with others. This is the least we can do for our Islam and for our America. The least. So do not stay away. Don't say, I want to focus on my Ramadan, I have nothing to do with neighbors and community members. No, please open up. Please reach out. One of the important messages of Ramadan is to reach out to others and show them the goodness of your faith. Invite them to iftar. Invite them to your house. Invite them to your local masjid. Bring them here. We can't change the whole world, but we can change a few people here and there, which is enough, good enough. And I invite you to be here, inshallah, participate. If you have not participated in the past, now it is the season that we go to the masjid more and more to strengthen the spirit of community and togetherness. Here, we have to hold each other's back in America. We have to support each other. And I take this opportunity to call upon our Sunni brothers and sisters and friends and neighbors. We open our hearts to you. Anytime you want to come here, this is feel free. This is your masjid. Day one when we established this, I said this masjid is not only for Shia, not only for Iranians, not only for Arabs. This masjid is for all the humans, even if they are Christians and non-Muslims. They are welcome to come here. And they should feel free and honored and welcomed and respected when they come to the house of God. For this house does not belong to a person or a group. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ The true masjid belongs to God. And all the people also belong to God. So they have this ownership. In every temple, in every masjid, they should have this sense of belonging and sense of ownership. I was going to recite the khutbah of the Prophet ﷺ, just two lines of this khutbah in Ramadan. فَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ رَبَّكُمْ بِنِيَّاتٍ صَادِقًا Take advantage of this month and ask your Lord with true intentions, niyatin sadiqa, wa qulubin tahira, pure hearts, an yuwaffiqakum li siyamihi wa tilawati kitabih. So you are able to fast from tomorrow Saturday until the end of the month. You fast this month and you recite the book of God. فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ The misfortune is the one. Who is he? فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حُرِمَ غُفْرَانَ اللَّهِ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ الْعَظِيمِ The real loser, the real person who is unfortunate is the one who does not receive God's forgiveness by the end of this month. So we have to strive to be, inshallah, in the list of those who have received Allah's mercy and Allah's pardon and Allah's forgiveness in this month. Allahumma akhfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat. والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع لهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات From tomorrow inshallah the masjid is open every night for iftar. 1 hour before iftar we're going to have a Quranic circle. One of the sisters suggested that we have a private Quranic circle only for the sisters, which we can do that only for the sisters, and there is one here for the brothers. And inshallah, Maghrib prayers and iftar and dua. And most of the nights we're going to have also a guest speaker to address us for 5 to 7 minutes. And then inshallah, I'm going to be at your service inshallah for a brief presentation. وعجل اللهم في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.